It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a comedy shoe shine.
With Sam and Thomas.
Listen up.
Comedy Shoeshine. Before we get going, I guess we have to admit that we're busted for taking podcast enhancing drugs.
Yeah, we had to. Yeah. Everyone else is doing it.
Everybody's. That's the thing. You can't compete. How are we supposed to compete without taking?
We're not even competing with it.
PEDs.
That's how hard it is.
Yeah, actually, we got busted, but they were like, "Yeah, it's fine."
Like, we're taking away all your have any words.
You know what? Take more. Yeah. Take more drugs.
We're deleting all your old episodes. No, wait,
yeah, all our belts are podcasting belts.
Oh, yeah, so man. Do you have any hometown heroes or anything?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Do we have like a next home? So you know, yeah, obviously TJ Dillashaw, who I wrestled with, who I barely know, I don't know connection with. No. Apparently, we're to the same high school. I don't remember.
Yeah.
No, TJ Dillashaw, the guy I wrestled with, champion, who, I mean, recently lost in embarrassing fashion to Cejudo or whatever,
But he was moving down in weight, not at his normal weight. Yeah, he still had his weight, his normal fighting weight's belt. Yeah, He's the champion. Two-time, like he lost it, came back and won it again.
Yeah.
Which is pretty rare.
Wait, he did lose it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lost right. He lost. Cruz. Yeah, yeah. Or I thought, did Cruz come back with the belt? Or no, how did that work?
Okay. So Cruz beat him and then Cody beat Dominic Cruz.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's busted for podcast enhancing drugs. it sucks. And I guess my question is, can't I just fucking have anything?
No, I know.
I'm the real victim here. Can I have? I can't have my Louis C.K. favorite comedian of all time. I can't have him not be fucking creep piece of shit. Yeah. Can't have my hometown Angels Camp. It's not like I get another Angels Camp California hometown hero. That's it. I think we're actually next.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure we're the next.
I've been saying that to, I've used that. I was going to say I've used that joke, but I don't even how far away from a joke that is.
I do remember Kyle Rasmussen was the legend from.
He's not from Angels Camp.
No, he's not really from Angels Camp, but he was like, was he like practicing skiing around there? I don't know. All I know is he was competing in the Olympics in the 90s. In skiing. That's the other person, I guess.
Was his name Michael Rasmussen?
I thought it was Kyle Rasmussen.
Kyle, yeah.
That's what I said.
Sorry. I thought you said Michael, my bad.
Oh, no. It's fucking stupid. It's the worst.
Yeah, I don't know if people really I mean, I guess a lot of, of all the millions of people listening, somebody's from a small town, but it's not possible that somebody could come from Angels Camp, California and be a UFC champion. It's not possible.
Not really.
I know they have to come from somewhere, but like, there's nobody from Angels Camp has ever
done
anything.
The odds are very low.
Just
and now
to be,
it's like,
like we had one guy that tried out for the Raiders and he was like a hero. He's the biggest hero in the history of this city, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But yeah. Like you said, we can't even have it.
This is really, really shocking to me. I don't even understand. Yeah. Like now I just want to know. And it's weird how the rules work. Like, do they test everything every time or it sounds like they don't? Is it random or for this, do they just, cause like now people are speculating like, oh, was he doping the whole time? It's like, well then why wouldn't they have they should test everything every time. That's all I'm saying. Test every single thing every time. And then at the very least, maybe he could be like, well, it was for the weight cut. I cheated. I shouldn't have. It was cause I was cutting weight. And you could still be like, all right, well he won you know, he won the belt fair and square, at least. But I don't, like, the Garbrandt wants to test the sample from that fight. I'm like, why wouldn't that have been tested? I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know what the reason is. They say, like, they just sometimes test it or whatever. I don't know. Is it really expensive? But don't they? I mean, they have money.
Yeah. I doubt it's that expensive to tell. I mean.
Anyway, Kyle Rasmussen is from Angels Camp. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Because I know we're going to get a lot of angry
hometown emails. Hero, Kyle Rasmussen. Did he dope? Have we tested his skiing samples?
Not, he hasn't been caught.
Yeah.
No.
The other thing that's funny, that test back then. Slightly funny, is I guess the exact thing he was taking was, and it's conclusive, like there's no, I was hoping it'd be some accident. That sometimes it's like, oh, maybe there's some confusion. This is like, no, it's 100% synthetic thing that you can
only be injected. Yeah,
it's only possible to have it in your body. Like, why would he do it then? Obviously, anyway,
yeah,
it's supposed to like help you recover like longer. So like you could fight, be stronger longer, basically.
Yeah.
And I think what's funny is Garbrandt bitching about it. He got knocked out in the first 5 seconds of the round. Like it doesn't even, I mean, I guess the first fight went to the first few seconds of the second round. And then the second fight, it wasn't a first round KO like right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't, I mean, whatever.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean
cheating is cheating. So yeah.
Train better, longer, yeah. Whatever.
But then cheating is cheating. I would say the only thing I don't blame Garbrandt. Like he should definitely say that, you know, you should have it tested. Everything should be fucking tested. Even though I hate that guy, but if he's not a cheater, he's better than TJ. And the most hated person, if they don't cheat, are better than the fucking hometown hero cheated asshole.
It's weird. I hate Cody Garbrandt.
Yeah, I hate him more than anything.
And like after his, because he actually did, I don't know if you saw the tweet where he was like, just to be like clear, I don't think I lost because of that. I lost because I fought like an idiot, you know? Mm. And I was like, oh, I actually kind of like him now after all of this.
Yeah.
To think that like he stayed with this team and TJ left the team. And then he lost two times, and he never really said like, oh, I didn't really lose. Like he never really made any excuses. And then he didn't.
Yeah,
he probably knew TJ was doing this. He tweeted like 2 years ago that TJ was on that stuff. Yeah. He called it.
So why didn't they test it then? God. Yeah. Anyway, like, what was I going to say? Okay, the only, so yeah, I agree. Like TJ is so shitty for cheating that it's making me like the guy I hated more than anything. However, I do have to say, so fucking. Did you see, I think when the test first came out, like 2 or 3 weeks ago or whatever it was, fucking what the most famous fighter, you know, douchebag.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What's his
Conor
name?
Conor McGregor.
Yeah. Conor McGregor's like, oh, I was right that TJ was a snake. Oh, sure. Thank you for telling us that guy who's arrested for assault and possibly sexual assault and also like all this stuff. Like, what are you fucking talking about, you asshole?
He's the worst.
Conor McGregor is suspected of like a sexual assault. He was arrested for, he did that attack on the bus and all that. Like, you shut up. You don't have any room to talk. Most people have room to talk on this. Like, you, pretty much anybody who hasn't cheated can be like, oh man, that's awful. He's a cheater. Except the guy who's like multiple arrests and is like accused of sexual assault. Like, fuck you, man. Worst.
Yeah, anyway. He's the most annoying person ever.
Yeah.
Plus, he talked all kinds of shit about their team, too. Like, it's not like he was like, they're not on, he's not friends with the other guys or anything. I don't even know what the point of that is. But even if TJ didn't, none of that happened, he still was going to leave because he wants to fight guys that were on his team. Like, Cody was going to be a top contender and TJ was a top contender and they wouldn't have been able to fight on the same team. So I wouldn't be surprised if all that team stuff was made up just so they could make the rivalry and have them fight each other.
Yeah.
Because guys on the same team usually have a hard time fighting,
Yeah.
They leave because it's like, well, we have to go for the same belt and like we're on the same team. I was like,
well, I think part of it was the coach stuff and all that, but that strikes me as true. But anyway, So it's the point is we're the real victims and we don't get to have anything. We're not allowed to have fucking anything.
It's not just, this is obvious, but it's not just that we don't have a hometown here anymore. We have a hometown fraud. Like,
it's
known by everybody now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the weirdest thing. I was just thinking, what is it like? Because before it'd be like, obviously TJ wasn't setting foot in fucking shitty Angels Camp since this. I guess he's got to visit his parents.
I'm sure he does. His parents.
But like now, what is it like when he goes back and visits? What's it going to be? Is it worse than now? It's worse than nothing,
Yeah.
Isn't it? Or is it still like, are people going to be homers enough to where they'll think it's like,
I think so.
Yeah, probably.
So. Because I asked, I mean, not that our mom's a great example, but I was like, did you hear about TJ? She goes, yeah, he probably just, you know, he just got so caught up wanting to win and everything. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, I don't really like hate him or anything, but it's just, yeah, how could you root for somebody? How could you like be, oh, that's fine.
I mean, since he's a hometown hero, I'll root for a comeback in 2 fucking years when he can fight again, like if he even does. Because he's
35.
Dude, I had a moment. I mean, obviously, you're tens, hundreds of years older than me, but I had a moment where I was reading in the article, when he's able to come back, he'll be 35. And I was like, fuck it, he's old. Oh, we're the same age. Because we literally were in the same class in high school. Yeah. So it's like, I read that and I was like, oh my fucking God. I hadn't even thought about that. Because right now, I'm apparently still 32. Wow. And like, 32 feels like, okay, you're still, you know, I still have a career, you know, in some of these sports. I'm sure as soon as I get there, you know, I could still play hockey in the NHL for a few more years. But then the difference between 32 and 35 is infinite years. Like, there's sports. Yeah. It's like the people who are 35, you're like, oh, okay, well, maybe one more season if they're like the best player ever. Unless you're Joe Thornton. Yeah. At least I still have Joe Thornton. You can't this year I might lose Joe Thornton, but he's not from Angels camp. But it's been more fun to watch this season, to watch a 39, I think he's turning 40, whatever, year old guy, like breaking all these records. God, it's been amazing. So at least I have that.
Yeah. But yeah, I wonder if his parents knew about it.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe Thornton's parents. So I'm talking about it.
I wonder how bad this is in NCAA sports, you know, because do they test as much in NCAA wrestling? Because if they don't test, like, then obviously probably everybody's doing it. Like, it's probably 100% of people are doping, because once somebody's doing it, then you have to. That I actually kind of agree with, because, like, remember the whole biking, whatever, you know, that guy.
Yeah. Like, it's the same exact thing, by the way.
Oh, it is? Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah. Because like that
Lance
one,
Lance Armstrong,
who was the guy? Oh, I'm trying to think. I don't know. There's something like, yeah, literally, I would get last if I think he said that he was like, if I wasn't doping, I would be in everybody's doping, like every single person. And so like, if it gets out of control like that, it's kind of hard. But yeah, I don't know. I wonder if in the NCAA, if he was doing that at Fullerton or whatever.
Yeah, who knows? It's one of those things where once someone's caught for something like that, you just have to think, they could have cheated at any point at any time in their life, because they're a person who cheats.
Yeah.
So you can't say like, well, it was probably just like the last fight. He was just kind of like, well, no, because if you either don't cheat or you're a person who cheats, really. I mean, there's
I think that it's, for me, it's not so much that it's, yeah, I'm trying to think. Maybe that is what it is. I don't know. It's just, I get it. I could understand in certain environments. Like, again, if you're in the Lance Armstrong, like, what if you're not Lance Armstrong? You're another guy in that doing the fucking bike. Well, just kill yourself. If you're first off, just kill yourself.
There's more than just one guy who rides a stupid bike. How did they find
Why
another
did he dope if
do
he was
that?
The only one who bothered to do it? God, I cannot imagine. Of all the things, I cannot imagine cycling is
so boring.
Misery. Just fucking.
Yeah.
Is it worse than running? It's probably better than running. A little better than running. Running is the worst. I can't even.
Yeah.
How people run these miles long, you know, fucking marathons of races. I don't.
At least
understand.
When you're running, you don't have a seat up your ass the whole time. That has to be.
I mean,
be
I usually
so
put a dildo up my ass as I'm running just to go faster. But yeah, I see what you're saying. But anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, if you're not Lance Armstrong, but one of the many other well-known cyclists from that, let me just name cyclists. Let me rattle them off.
John Bike.
But yeah, like that in that instance where everybody's doing it and you're like, I can't, what am I going to do? I could quit. That like, saying is I don't see it as like you're an evil, shitty person all the time, but like, you might be. I mean, if it's a sport where no one else is doing it and you start doing it, then yeah, you're probably a shitty person.
Yeah. I was going to say, kind of like the baseball steroid stuff.
Yeah.
The funny thing about all of it is if you, like, you know, 10 years from now or something, you see TJ and you're just like, you know, he just talks about it. He's like, well, I could have been like an average UFC fighter and made no money and never done anything. I did this, I was a champion, and I made a bunch of money, and I'm set for life, and if people don't like me, who gives a shit? You know, it's like, it's weird, like, the downside of that kind of thing. You don't go to jail, like, you don't, they don't take all your assets.
I don't know, man. I think reputation matters a lot more than you think. I don't know.
No, I mean, to some people, it probably does, but, like, I wonder, like, a lot of times when they make those decisions, it's like there was a lot of baseball players that would not have ever played in the majors.
Yeah, that's true.
Then they started hitting home runs and they get these giant contracts and it's like, well, either way would have kind of sucked. Like, either I'm known as a cheater or I never made it and I was, you know, working a shitty ass regular job and, you know, wishing I could have done this thing. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I don't know if that just means that punishment is not quite good enough or whatever.
That's what, like, you know, I might ask Andrew, like, I'd be curious. Who can people sue? I'm assuming like all the contracts and all that are probably have clauses for all this stuff. But like, you don't hear about like, okay, every fighter who ever lost. It's because it's weird. In baseball, it's too like spread out. You know, like there's the whole league is a victim in some ways, you know? So it's like it's hard to, but in fighting, I mean, you fight like once a year maybe, and it's very defined. Like, yeah, you beat this guy and you cheated. So that guy probably has grounds to sue you, but you don't hear about that, you know?
There was a lawsuit. Mark Hunt was trying to sue the UFC for Philip Mark Hunt.
Yeah, Mark. Just change your name if it's Mark.
Philip Mark Hunt was trying to, because he fought like Brock Lesnar and a bunch of guys ended up later testing positive, and he was like, he was saying like it. You know, it's hazardous to your health to fight people who are on steroids, obviously.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he just dropped, like, it never went anywhere. He was all into it, and then they just dropped it. I don't know why.
That usually means there's something that's some reason why they didn't have standing for it, or that maybe a contract says you can't, or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, you know what, another thing that's particularly weird about this for me is I've told the stories, I think, but as long as I've known TJ, he's been in freakish shape and been able to just go for it. Like, it's not, so it would have been one thing if, like, let's say I always knew it's rare that you fucking know these people your whole goddamn lives. God, I've known this guy my whole life. And it would be one thing if, like, oh, he was always a really bulky strength guy, but he never had any endurance. And then all of a sudden in these fights, he's got all this endurance. Oh, that makes sense. It's weird that, like, the doping he was doing was already something he was always amazing at, unless he was fucking doping in high school, which is not impossible. Like, it's slightly possible that he was doping in high school.
There's no way they would be able to ever test that back then.
So, like, maybe, but then it's obviously we got to go after his parents. They're responsible. But so it's weird that it's like specifically the thing he was already good at. Cause like I told the story, he just decided to do cross country and just beat the shit out of pretty much everybody in the races. Like, not even, he just decided, like, mid-season, he's like, I'm just going to stay in shape. I'm going to do this. I don't even know that he practiced. He just, like, beat everybody. I mean, he got, like, third on the team with no practice in a 3-mile race or whatever it was. God. So, I don't know. Weird that it would be specifically the thing I thought he already had an advantage at, but who knows? Anyway, no one cares about this. But it's still, it's amazing. It's fucking Angels camp. God damn it.
Yeah, we wouldn't talk about it if it wasn't our 3,000 population hometown where no one.
God, ever. I can't have anything. And it's ruined. It's ruined. You can't even bring it up now. Oh, yeah, I know the cheater. Cheese J. Dillashaw. Cheater Dillashaw.
He hasn't actually made a statement, too. I wonder if he'll ever. That's the thing now is you just wait for it to blow over.
I was gonna, that's what was kind of suspicious, you know, like when he made that first statement, I was like, it doesn't look like if it was genuinely a mistake, which can happen, like there could be traces of something sometimes, then you'd be like, oh, I want to be tested again immediately. Like, this is not blah, blah, blah. But you could tell from his first statement, it's like, no.
Gave up his belt right away.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was like a weight or a water loss, weight loss diuretic type thing, like just something against the rules to lose weight and like. But not really like a performance enhancing type thing. So that was a bummer.
What sucks is I'm wondering, I want to know, are we ever going to find anything out? Like, I want to know, because when he did the weight cut, he was talking about I got this doctor, he's the best. He's doing it. Like, was that guy involved? You know, is there anybody
he could put it on? Well, that guy came out with like a ridiculous long statement like a poet wrote it. It's the most overwritten thing I've ever read. Yeah, it came out today. It's like the
what did he say?
I don't know. I couldn't even make sense of it. It was basically like, in the battlefield that is you, like all this stupid.
Oh, so he's guilty.
Yeah, so and guilty. It was like, we, you know, it's unacceptable, but we stand behind him as an athlete, you know. So it was kind of like, because, yeah, I wonder.
Huh. He would have to know. I mean, he's doing all these. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe not.
I guess when it comes to labs and blood tests and all that, you specifically have to test for each thing individually. I learned that from the Theranos documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Got to do all those tests, and they're each like totally different and hard to do. But anyway, we got big stuff. That was kind of big news. I had to talk about it. It's fucking depressing. But you have big news too. You got major stuff.
Yeah. So I went to Arizona for the third time in the last 2 months. My tri-quarterly Arizona trip for this wedding. And I don't even know where to start. I guess I want to start with, this is weird to me, that first off, weddings.
Yeah. I would never do them.
Why would someone do that? but these people, the guy, I'm friends with the groom. I didn't really know the bride at all, but he's like in his 50s and she's probably in the same age.
Oh, 50s.
And,
oh, wow.
Yeah. And they both have families from a prior marriage. And it's just weird. It was a slightly religious ceremony. It wasn't like in a church, but they had a kind of, there was some God talk and stuff during the thing.
It's always God talk.
And I was just thinking, they're doing the vows and all this stuff. And I was thinking it's obvious, but like you already did the vows once, each of them, and they broke them. And then they're doing them again.
Yeah. Yeah. It does kind of give lie to the whole thing. Like, are you really
weird? Like, and then I my mind was kind of thinking during the ceremony, they're doing the vows and stuff. And I was like, kind of like you're, suing the UFC for, it's like a ripoff. If you go to a wedding and people get divorced, like you have to sit there and hear all these vows of God and all this stuff. And then they break them. And it's like, nothing happens. Nobody ever calls them out on it. Shouldn't it? My point is like, if you're going to do all that bullshit, that's nothing. Why do you get to just act like it's nothing after it's broken?
Yeah, you're at a situation where it's like, is it a big deal or is it not a big deal? Because
you're making it sound like this is a really big deal.
Yeah, it should. They should be. No, I mean, I'm all for divorce. Nothing against. Like, I'm not trying to say anyone who's gotten divorced is like, they're a bad person or anything.
That's
it should be funny. Like, you should have to. Put in like a justification or so, if you're gonna do the big vows again, like forever insignia, or if that you argue too much about the TV, then you can get it or something, whatever. You have to like put in the reason for the last divorce to get
it's just weird because everybody at the wedding, I can't speak for everybody, but generally, like if you're at the wedding, you love one of the people, you're supportive, like you're sitting there, like, you want to believe that it's like. These people are the perfect, they're going to be together forever.
Mm-hmm.
But then like it could be 3 years and you do that and they break up and you're like, well, what was all that? Like that was, what was that?
Yeah.
I feel tricked or like my presence there wasn't enough to keep you guys together. Like, matter at all?
Again, I can't have anything.
Yeah. I can't have anything. So then, I've been burned a few times. I know I've been to weddings for sure where people got divorced and it's like, do I, as a person, you just got to go in there and pretend again, like, go ahead, hurt me again. Like, throw away my witnessship.
Yeah, I think the answer is that the initial bullshit shouldn't be so carried away. Like, it should, every wedding should be, well, we're going to give this a try, guys. And I vow that let's do it. It should be that. Like,
it should be like, okay, this has passed all the eye tests, all the giggle tests. Like, we can't really find a reason to say no to them getting married. It doesn't mean that, like, it's going to last forever. Yeah. Or, we don't know what the future holds, but, like, they checked all the boxes. Like,
we're gathered here for a pretty reasonable joining of two people for the foreseeable future.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it needs to be. Don't put so much fucking pressure on it.
It's weird as an old thing, you know, that it makes sense to have, you know, well, because if you think about it, how do we keep these people together? Like, if you just thought like, okay, if like two people come to you and like, we want to get married, and you're like, your job is like, how do I keep these people from, you know,
oh, like you're saying, divorced? Like if you're the religious institution or you're the whatever. Okay.
Let's have like everybody show up and dress up nice and spend money. And then we'll just say a bunch of things like, now you guys are never, ever, ever going to break up, right? Like you're basically going to hell if you break up, right? And like you put all this pressure on the whole thing. So, and I was thinking, that's another thing I was thinking during the ceremony is like, I wonder how many times in the history of man have two people been like really close to being divorced and the only thing that kept them together was they were like,
oh, all wedding. The time. Like, yeah, they're probably like,
we're millions.
Especially if it's like super close to it. Yeah, it's one thing if it's like, okay, we got married 20 years ago. It's like, most of the people are probably dead anyway. It doesn't matter. But
so like, maybe if you get married within a year. Because I think people, when they get married, maybe don't really realize like, you're obviously not going to be in a honeymoon period forever. You know, the first year or even 2 years, like things are pretty awesome. But if you're with someone for 15, 20 years, 10 years, like there could be some times that even if you're good together and you know, everything else is pretty normal, like you might hate them for a while. Like it's probably hard to weather that. Maybe it's good that they do that. But anyway,
I was just thinking we should do more things like this, actually.
Yeah,
we should,
yeah,
if you're going to go on a diet, it should be like a whole ceremony of everybody. Oh, you're going on that diet. We are all gathered here to witness you as you start, you know, like a lot of pressure to make
humans need that.
Yeah, apparently.
That's why like group exercise works.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's like a bunch of peer pressure and, you know, letting people down and stuff. We're not strong enough, most people, to just do things for their own good. That's not how anybody operates. Everybody's doing things for some other, like other people's approval or,
you know, what's funny too is, all these points are right, but you're with people who are on their second wedding. There are people who are on like wedding four or five. Like at that point, don't even, you know, just be like, all right, well,
once.
Yeah. Apparently these two people would like to legally be bonded. So here you go. By the word, you know, like it should be that essentially by the power vested in me, you're married now. I don't want to hear any it's always, the ring is a circle because it symbolizes the infinite. Oh, shit. It's a circle because we're fucking monkeys who have monkey fingers and has to stay on.
Goes around our finger.
Goes around a monkey finger. That's all.
That's all it is.
That's why it's a circle. There's no.
My note was just wedding vows rip off if divorced. That's what I wrote down. It's a rip off.
I'm pretty sure we've done sort of this, but yeah.
Yeah.
Rip off if divorced. It's such. And sometimes they go so extreme too.
Yeah. No, they did. It was good though. It was a very interesting wedding. I was telling you earlier because it was my friend is just kind of a dorky guy, and the woman he married was like really cool, and her family was hilariously entertaining, and they had very big culture differences between the two families, and she did. I didn't really know her at all, but like I talk to him all the time and I would hear in the background, or, you know, I know she does like, you know, what she does for a living. And she just seemed like a, I don't know, for some reason seemed like kind of a boring person, I guess. I think she was like a teacher or something, but she was her performance at her own wedding was like one of the best I've ever seen as far as like a bride.
Wow.
And so when we got to the, and she actually, it wouldn't have worked on me if I married someone like this, but it rubbed off on my friend, you know, the groom, like he definitely did some stuff that just performance wise or whatever, you know, talking and dancing and stuff that he would never have done.
Wow.
So it's nice to see somebody just like, because I could do that, you know, like go out of their comfort zone for a whole day of a wedding. But did you do a sand ceremony thing?
No, a sand ceremony.
Yeah, I didn't think so. You know where you mix the sands? Have you seen that?
You know, I'm trying to think if I've seen that, but that's funny because, like, that would make sense if we all had an inner soul of sand that we carry around all the time. But, like, considering I have no connection at all to sand most days, and then, like, okay, we're going to mix our sand.
Yeah, like, maybe if we were, like, islanders or something.
Yeah.
Like, sand was just a big part of our lives.
Yeah.
Like we buried our dead in the sand.
Or like we're robots who run on sand. So it's like we're going to mix.
Are there robots that run on sand?
Not yet. Not yet. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I've seen something like
every wedding I've been to lately.
Oh, really?
And this one was really good because, like I said, the guy I know has three kids and she has three or four.
Got to get all their sand, too.
So there was so much sand. There was like 9 sand bottles.
Get all the kids up and like shake them. And then God, I did see something like this. What fucking wedding was that?
Oh, everybody's doing it now. Yeah. I go to weddings like every couple of weeks the last couple of years. It's weird.
Weird.
I think I'm finally done.
Are you on round two? That's the thing. There's like round one of your friends getting married, and then maybe you're on like the second marriages for everybody.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't have.
I mean, you're like 100 years old. So.
Yeah. But that was. It's weird that people do the sand thing. I don't. Because. Yeah.
Most weddings, you have to put it in your house. We gotta fucking do something. Like we're all here. That's why I kind of, you know, ours, we didn't do much of this kind of, we did stuff that we wanted to do, but like, I don't blame people that are like, well, you gotta do something. This seems like a cool ceremonial thing. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, I don't know. I've only ever seen the bride and groom mix their human bodily sand straight out of their veins into the thing, but it was weird seeing 9 of them. And then I guess they, like, who keeps the final sand? The final mixed sand, I guess.
Plus, if you drop it, then the marriage is annulled.
Yeah.
Marriage over.
So
that would actually be kind of cool. Like, if you could, the legal way to divorce was if you'd, like, throw, if you smash it down, like a, like when, you know, like it's a, oh, what the, you know, an hourglass.
I don't know where
like
you're
going. Smash.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that. Like, you throw it, like, I hereby, and then you smash it, and then it's just done. Marriage over.
Yeah, what is that with breaking the hourglass? What is that?
Yeah, I was trying to think what that's from. I don't know.
I thought the genie comes out. Or
I think would you throw the hourglass down, then time stops.
Time stops. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe that's why I never see hourglasses. Anyway, so it was like I was saying earlier, it was a very interesting wedding. I have never been to a wedding. I mean, typically, maybe not now. Maybe that's what's, you know, kind of cool now is there's so many different. You know, cultures are a little better as far as like interculture. I mean, my wife's, you know, Chinese, so it's a little more accepted than any, you know, 50, 40, 30 years ago. People would get like, you know, yelled at on the street for walking with someone of a different race or culture. But typically like a lot, I mean, I think every wedding I've ever been to is two people that are basically the same religion, same race, same,
you know. Same person. No.
Same person. Sorry,
went too far.
But this, so my friend... During the ceremony, they had like the Jewish stuff because he's Jewish. So they had like the stepping on the glass.
Oh, they stomp on the hourglass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's just a regular wine glass.
Oh, okay.
But he stomped the shit out of it like 5 times and couldn't break it. And I didn't know if that was
really
like a bad. Yeah. And everyone's trying to say L'chaim or no. What is it?
L'chaim? Yeah.
No, it's Mazel Tov.
Mazel Tov. Yeah.
And there were like 5 false Mazel Tovs before he finally.
Oh, wow.
Broke the glass.
You never want a false mazel tov.
Yeah, I was like, mazel tov.
I'm pretty sure you need to toss a bunch of salt
over
your shoulder.
Anyway, mozzarella is what I was saying. Anyway, the moths. There's moths flying around. There was a lot of that. It was pretty fun to watch. And then he smashed it finally in the mazel tov. And yeah, so it was interesting. Like it was.
How did you got to wash all those bad mazel tovs off you? Is what I'm saying.
I don't know.
You're cursed with. It's like when you break a mirror. You're cursed with bad mazel tov for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed bad. Whatever. I don't know if it is though.
But, I don't. So, the crunching the glass thing. It's just too messy of a thing for me. I don't like.
Wrap it in a.
I know, but okay, cool. Then you've got a bunch of broken glass in a towel or whatever.
Yeah, it is.
I don't like it.
I like it just because the sound of just yeah. When do you get to step on a glass? Like ever?
Well, again, but then we should do it all the time. Like just crush. It doesn't really fit with a wedding is what I'm saying. Like what is the connection? Yeah. I'm sure there's some long ass explanation and a fucking thing, but like it doesn't from a, you know, from an observer's standpoint, who's not Jewish. It's like, what does that have to do with anything?
Like, yeah, I'm trying to remember. The
should you karate chop some blocks after that too? Like just like hiya, ki-ai, ki-ai.
It's supposed to represent the past, and you like crush it, and then you step over it, I think. Is that how it works?
And then you eat the glass.
And then... Yeah, you eat the glass, and then it tears up your digestive system, and then
all and then food the is like a surgery you have to get represents the.
I mean, if you survive.
Yeah, there's like a surgeon standing there waiting to do the ceremonial glass removal from your foot.
Yeah. There was one I didn't know her at all or her family at all. I had no idea. But they did this thing that was like, man, the crowd was, there was not a dry eye in the audience after this. So, you know, oh my God, I forgot the best part. I didn't even write it down. So, if anyone's never been to a wedding or been married, this is kind of how it works. The groom comes out and then... He comes out. And then, it's, you know, it's like a one of the bridesmaids with one of the groomsmen.
Two
at a time. Yeah. And they all go up there. And you're just sitting in the audience and all that. Mm-hmm. And then there's a pause because the bride gets like the final entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody walks the bride, usually her dad or, you know, whoever. But if you don't have a dad, like in our case, then... somebody or nobody. Yeah. So how long do you think the pause is from the last people getting up to the bride coming out? Like, what is it?
I'm sure you don't remember our malfunction at our wedding when it was 4 hours. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We had an issue. Something was forgotten and people were sent out. And then we had to wait for 10 years because somebody had to go back and get the bouquet that was for something. So that sucked. But... assuming that doesn't happen, shouldn't be more than like 5 seconds.
Yeah. So it was, the other part of yours was outdoors, so it was a little a little different where people probably knew she was going to come. This was like in a room where they were coming out of this entrance. You couldn't see back into the entrance, so you had no idea like how many people are coming out or where they were. And it was like a minute maybe, and we were all standing and stuff, and I was thinking like, what if she just didn't come out? Like, I would not root. I like my friend, and that would be the worst thing ever. But like, also, it would be just an incredible experience.
To be at one of those '90s rom-com situations, runaway bride.
You know, like sometimes your mind just can't help but want to. You know, that's the human mind wants. That's why we watch like horror. Well, we don't, but people watch horror films and stuff like that because. You can't really experience that in real life. So you have, you know, the best you can do is watch some movie to let yourself be scared or something.
Yeah. Well, it's like to be there for the story would be interesting. Have a story for later. Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be the worst thing ever. I wouldn't want it to happen, but I wonder what that would like. How long does everyone stand looking at the entrance?
Yeah. Good point.
Who comes out and says like, hey, I mean,
I mean, you just wait for somebody to come out and be like, it's and do the neck thing. Otherwise, you figure there's some technical difficulties or wardrobe malfunction, something, you know, like, okay. You would just wait. You would wait there for hours, I think. Like,
forever. Yeah.
Diarrhea. Something.
Someone would have to come out. And that's the thing is like the person who comes out and tells everybody their performance, like how they do that.
Yeah.
There's no real good.
No.
You know, no one's going to come out of it being like, you know, Jane did an amazing job telling everybody that the
bride. And it's not like you can recover. There's no other reason you're all there. There's that. Like, hey, we're converting this to just a barbecue. It's hey, everybody, it's 4th of July. You know, like it's no, there's one reason you're all here. There's no coming back. Like it's only.
They serve the food still? Like they paid for all of it.
Oh, yeah. You should. That's actually your good point. That would be the only good way to do it is come out and be like, well, we're kind of fucked here, but let's just pretend. Like, we'll just everybody have a good time. Now we can eat the cake. Don't even just go at it. Just everybody, just who cares? It's all worthless after today, so.
I mean, it must happen. Like,
yeah,
it must happen sometimes. I wonder, I don't know how that would go down. Like, it made me really wonder, like, what would this day be like if that were the result right now? Because I actually thought for a few seconds, like, maybe she's not coming. I don't know. She's not coming.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate the groom because like the two families are there. If they're not actually,
there's nothing you can do. You can try to. This is actually a celebration of a promotion that the groom's brother got recently in the office.
Someone's like, no, I got a wedding invitation. Oh, really? Wow.
Oh, weird.
That must have been a typo.
Printer error. Yeah. There's no recovery. You're here for one thing. That's it.
So I forgot about that. But anyway, so the tear jerking moment was she comes out finally. And like I said, I think she has 3 sons and a daughter. And her youngest son has some sort of disability. Okay. He looked like probably a birth thing. And he was a little bit mentally and physically disabled. And he's like at the first row of whatever, like right when she walked up to him. So somebody, I think her daughter walked her from the door to her first son. So then he grabs her arm and walks like 4 rows. And then the other son is there and he takes her 4 rows. Then the last son's at the end, takes her to the thing. It was awesome. I don't know. Everyone was like crying.
Yeah.
It was totally unexpected, especially just seeing the kid, like the disabled kid was like super, it was hard for him to like even walk, you know? And wow. He was like all crying and stuff. And it was awesome. But anyway, that was really good. They had some good details like that I was like, all right, they're putting some effort.
Yeah.
You know,
good
like
show.
People,
good show.
Yeah. You gotta, it's weird how the wedding is, it's 2 people getting married, obviously, is the thing. But there's also like you remember, there's also requirement to like entertain the people that have
come. Yeah.
What's the word I'm thinking of anyway? Obligation. You know, you have to you have to kind of give them a show, you know, like just the 2, if people just got married, it'd be like, yeah, I mean, they got married, but like, they didn't really entertain us and the food wasn't really that good.
Yeah.
Like, it's funny. Like everyone's going there to support the people getting married, but they're also like, the food better be good and the cake better be good. And like, I hope, you know, you better be giving them a money's worth here.
Yeah.
This entertainment.
That's anyway. Why I credit to Lydia for having it be our wedding be a brunch wedding, because everybody loves breakfast food and we had all this delicious breakfast food.
Yeah, your wedding was awesome. So we get to the, the wedding was, or the ceremony was great and everything, and then a little cocktail hour, and then we had the reception. And like I said, my friend is Jewish and very shy, you know, and a lot of his family was kind of the same way. And his wife was African-American and very, you know, they were all like fun, just not shy.
Major culture difference is what you're saying.
And they were, you know, like it was like a party for them. And for him, it was kind of like a, I don't know what the word is, but like a, not like he didn't enjoy it, but you know, they're just nervous and not, and kind of shy. And so when you had the speeches, the toasts, they were amazing. Like it was just completely opposite styles of toasting. You know, we're big on toasting.
Oh God. Well, we had the toast review, the great toast review of 2018.
So, I'm going to try to break this down. I know we're running out of time here. They're going to bump us off air
for
the next show, but.
Well, you know, the reason we're able to podcast this long is it, never mind. Anyway, it's our podcast enhancing drugs that we've
busted. Oh, right. I'm not on that shit.
Mm. You know, they're thinking of going back and testing old podcasts of mine to see. I'm just like, no, don't.
Just delete them.
Yeah.
It's easy. So, you know, you had the regular like guy who comes, the best man who's like, I've known this guy forever and he's a great guy and he looks so happy. It was nice, you know. Nobody did the like too long thing. Well, one person did, but it was
nothing's
mostly
worse
like,
than the too long thing. That's the worst.
Yeah, they were succinct and fine. And but when her side started, her daughter said some stuff, and then her sons were awesome. They were, you know, saying stuff, and then it was kind of like she already had like he had like two, three toasts maybe.
Wow.
And she had like 4 or 5. And
that's
then it was
a lot
like,
of toasting.
Right. It was a lot of toasting, but they were pretty quick. And I was like, all right, this is probably it. And then her cousins, decided to do this weird cousin stuff.
That's too much.
And the first cousin comes up and she's like, you know, makes it about her. Like the weirdest thing. Like,
no
about,
way.
About, yeah. She goes, I've been telling her like she doesn't really appreciate what a good man is. And she doesn't know how to treat a man the way you should. And everyone was like, what the fuck? Like everyone was so uncomfortable.
Ugh.
And she goes, dude, it was amazing. She goes, the thing about, you know, it's Jane or whatever. The thing about Jane is she cheats. And like the whole place just went silent. And I was like, oh my God, awesome. Is this going to happen right now? Like, so her cousin's going to out her for being a cheater. Oh my God. And she goes, everyone just like, there was some gasps, you know, there's like, and she goes, oh no, no, no. Not, I'm sorry. That's not what I meant. I didn't mean that kind of cheating. I meant like the family plays this game of spoons and, she cheats every time at this game and like, she can't win otherwise. And all this, everyone's like, no, it's not, it's over. You blew it. Like there's no coming back from this.
Yeah.
And she was in the middle of talking, trying to like back out of it after she already did a terrible job. And the other cousin, or no, the aunt, her mom, just walks up and takes the microphone out of her hand. It was awesome.
Oh, that's amazing.
And she starts talking about, like, she goes, yeah, you know, they all grew up, you know, I watched them, they grew up together and blah, blah. And she goes, let me just tell you something. They all cheated. Every one of them cheats. They're all a bunch of cheaters.
That's like, awesome.
Everyone's dying laughing.
Wow, what a recovery.
Yeah, it was so
good wedding singer.
Yeah. And so, you know, that finished up and I was like, all right, well, that's got to be the, you know, that's pretty.
Yeah, that's a good way. All right. Good way to go out on it. Here we go.
Let's eat. Yeah.
Eat some fucking cake.
And then there was a table right near the bride and groom that was like strangest. It was like, I think, like I said, I think she was maybe a teacher. Or she is a teacher with maybe she deals with like troubled youth because it was, it looked like it looked like people who are, you know, adults now, but like may have been, you know, just kind of lost as teenagers or something. They're all like, you know, a guy with like spider web tattoos on his elbows. Those usually aren't good. Like those usually.
Unless you're Spider-Man, I guess.
But, you know, he was, you know, whatever. I don't know. But that's just the sense I got, is because then almost every one of them got up and said, like,
oh my God,
she helped me, you know, like she's almost like a mom to me. Yeah, some of them are really awkward.
Move it along.
The one guy was like walking to the bar.
Even your description of these toasts is too long.
I know.
Wrap all right, Sam. Here we go. We're going to have cake, everybody listening.
Yeah, it went forever. So then I'm thinking like, all right, it's wrapping up. And then this guy, I don't know, like I said, I don't know how to explain. It was a good looking, perfect body, 6'4".
Go on.
Black guy with a dress, beautiful dress, and like big feather earrings.
Huh.
And he looked amazing. Like you couldn't, if you looked around the room of the wedding, he just stood out like, this guy's awesome, you know, looks amazing. And he stands up and he goes, yeah, none of you know me. I don't, you know, I don't really know anybody in this thing. I'm the one who made the bride look beautiful today. She hired me. And I'm like, that's what I do and everything, which it wasn't like a brag, you know, it's funny. Kind of cool. And he goes, but you know, my short time knowing her, she seems like an awesome lady. And he's like, the Lord is telling me that I need to sing a song for you.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is going to be
either going to be the worst thing ever or the best thing. Like it's one or the other.
Yeah. So it actually wasn't one or the other. It was like a decent American Idol audition where you're like, okay, no one's going to really make fun of you because you're not like out of tune really. And it was like a custom song. Like it wasn't a song. It was like a made up on the spot thing. But he put it, I mean, the performance was a 10. Like he put everything he had into it. And I thought, well, that is the end of all toasts of a wedding.
Yeah, good showstopper. All right.
The DJ guy, the MC, was like, well, all right, like no one's gonna want to follow that. And then there were like 40 more toasts.
I love very suggestive. Okay. Definitely nobody is going to want to follow that. So, no, hold on.
Man, it was so entertaining.
What's the proper number of toasts? It's got to be like 3-ish.
Yeah.
It's too, it's too much. What are you doing, everybody? 3, maybe you get away with 4 if there's a really short one. Maybe 2 is a good number. I don't, you know?
I loved it so much because I was looking around the room and I knew a lot of the family of the guy I know were probably pretty conservative, you know, people. And they were they didn't know how to, you know, I knew they were like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But it was way more entertaining and the guy was you know, very loving. Well,
wait, just to be clear, do you know what the person's pronouns are? Or are they, are you, no. Is it definitely a, oh, you don't know?
Yeah. I don't. Sorry, okay. I don't.
That's fine.
Like I said, I don't, yeah, I don't know. I don't,
not
don't
sure know. If it's, I mean, because there was a, it could be, who knows? There was a, there's, I think it was a gay black guy who wore a dress to the Oscars, or maybe it's a trans woman, I guess. So nobody, they never said, or no?
Nobody, no, I never said.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to, without asking them or them saying what.
Well, you kind of, yeah, you kind of either have to, I guess you have to ask, or if they, yeah, I don't know. Maybe if yes, if somebody knows them, I don't know.
But yeah, I didn't really, you know, they were just awesome. Like they were, so, it was all genuine. Like there was nothing, you know, there's nothing bad about it at all. I just know, like, I just knew people in the room were like uncomfortable with it. And I was thinking like, oh, this is the best thing that happened to this whole wedding. It's super entertaining. So you guys could just whatever. But anyway, the last thing I was going to say about the wedding is after all that, they said, all right, you know, it's time to eat or whatever. And the way we're going to do this is we're not going to call tables by any kind of number or anything like that. The way you guys are going to eat is you have to come up with a song, like any popular song that has love in it, like any lyrics about love. And the table, you know, each table had like 8 people or something like that. You have to come up to the bride and groom, take the microphone from the MC and sing the song with your group in order to get dinner. And I was like, well, I'm not doing that.
Yep. So not eating. All right.
Yeah. And then people at the table were like, I had a table, you know, that didn't want to do it. Thankfully, like no, everyone at the table was like, well, we're not doing that. And I was like, okay, good. But they were saying like, we don't sing or we can't sing. And I was like, well, I could sing, but I'm not going to sing for my dinner. Like there's no,
yeah, no,
that's
no.
Not, there's, that's when I actually went the other way. I was really enjoying the wedding until then. I was like, why would you do that to people? Why,
no, that's what? The worst.
Why would you do that? It's so weird. And like, we just ended up walking up and getting our food after a while. No one really said anything. Yeah. I was waiting for them to be like, wait a minute, you guys didn't sing a song. But like, yeah, well, we're not.
Yeah.
We're not. We're hungry and we're not doing that. So it's cool if people want to do it. You could have said like, all right, so the first 5 teams that sing a song, you'll be the first to get food.
That's probably a good idea.
Or something.
Yeah, have it be like the first. Because that's always a major event. The major part of a wedding is the order in which you get to go grab food.
Yeah, for some
That's
reason.
Probably most of what everybody's waiting for.
Yeah. That was the weird turn of events where I was like, why would they think that this is okay to do? You know, like, it's a pretty big assumption that you'd think everybody at your wedding would be cool with that. Like,
yeah.
No one. We're not in the wedding. Like, we're flying out here to support you and stuff. Why do we have to perform to eat? That's not. Anyway, some of the teams were really into it and did all kinds of stuff, but yeah, we just walked over and got our food. So anyway, one of the best weddings, all in all, like entertainment value and the, they seemed all like the families all liked each other, you know, the two, cause they're divorced, like the kids from each side were really, I don't know. It was good. May they have a long marriage forever and
yeah.
God strike them down if they, I don't know. Am I not supposed to say that?
I don't know. It depends on what their vows were.
Yeah, I guess. I don't think they said that, but you could take it as, you know, you could just go all the way with it.
Mm. Well, we've gone way too fucking long. There are too many toasts in this one. So
yeah,
I guess I won't get to any of my stuff. That's fine. All right. Thanks for listening. This has been your Toast Wedding Arizona wedding. Is this finally the end of your Arizona adventures? Oh, God.
Not until next year. Yeah. 2019 Arizona trips are done.
Amazing. I thought it would never end.
Yeah.
All right.
No one should ever go there. So.
Thanks, listeners. See you next weekish.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.